podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Good evening.
This is weird,
Sam.
Isn't it? What is happening here?
Everyone. A little late night Q&A with myself, Az, and Sam Bonfield. It's 8:30 on Thursday night. This is very different to what we normally do. Normally we're what?
Four on a Friday,
that's it. Yeah.
But it's Good Friday tomorrow. We've got Easter plans. So then we had to move. Then you've been busy today. I've been busy today. The only time we could do together was 8:30.
I know. That is commitment to the Q&A cause. And Joe was not taking no for an answer, so we had to...
No, Joe was like, you will do a Q&A.
You will do the Q&A today. we're happy to be here. Don't worry about it. Hi to everyone in the chat. We've got Heather. We've got Jason Halia. We've got Skimpton. We've got FPL Veteran, my friends from the Fiverr side. We've got FPL Copycat. Or Abraham Steet, Jason Hayes, Yelena FPL.
Oh, Yells is here.
Yells is there. Of course she is. She's paused her crossword to watch this. No pressure. Richard S., everyone's in the chat today. Everyone's loving the new time. Don't get used to it, because we ain't doing it again.
Unless Joe makes us.
Unless Joe makes us, yeah. Cracking.
Apparently we do whatever Joe tells us. Joe's like, you will do a Q&A.
He's very stern. You know, I've worked with Joe for years, as have you, and you do what he says.
But you wouldn't think he was stern, would you? Like, he's all like nice, he's all so friendly. Then he comes along and he's like, you will do a
Q&A. Or I'm going to have words. It was also a little bit kind of like passive aggressive, because he's like, well, I've done lots of videos this week. And I was like, you have done.
To be fair, when he was going, well, you need to get someone to stand in for Sam or do it on your own, because you were basically having a chat and I hadn't replied yet. I was reading it thinking, I mean, I haven't even given me 5 minutes to say I can do it yet.
No, you know what? I thought I was going to have to do this on my own, but you're here.
And I'll never leave you alone.
I know, thank you. The Q&A duo can never be broken up. I've been
to the gym. I've come back.
I know, I'm impressed.
I've rushed around for you tonight.
You were telling me the kids have been to an exercise class tonight, and because you were so rushed for the Q&A, you end up getting them McDonald's. and you're ordering a Thai at some point during this, right?
So Thursday nights are quite difficult in our house because Max and Lee go kickboxing. I was telling you this before, wasn't I? They go off kickboxing. Eve and I go to the gym and we do an exercise class together, and it's so lovely. I really love it. But so normally I feed the kids early, so they've eaten, and then Lee and I eat when he gets back from kickboxing, which is in about 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
But tonight is different because Max had a birthday party, which meant I couldn't feed them before they did their classes. And then I was like, I haven't got time to get home, cook, feed them, get them to bed before the Q&A. So I'm going to have to drive through the drive-thru, quickly get them something to eat, bring them home, hope they've eaten it in the car on the way home, get back home, clean our teeth, in the shower, up to bed. They were fine. Then I sat down here to talk to you and I thought, I've got real issues now because I am starving.
Yeah.
Because I haven't eaten. And by the time we finish here, it's going to be too late to start cooking. So midway through this, if I go quiet, it's because I'll have my phone ordering a Thai.
You're going to get grumpier as this stream goes on, I reckon.
That is very possible. There is. So earlier, I was sorting out this big stack of Easter eggs, look, ready for the weekend.
Whoa.
I know, right? They're not even for my kids. These are for the family I've got to go and give out. And then I found this box of Oreo eggs. So these are sitting under my... I opened them earlier to see them and smell them because they smell so good. So at some point, there's five in there. There's only four of us, right? So if one of them disappears, no one will know, right?
Just have the box and hide the box.
Oh my God, as if I ate a box of them and then a tie, what the hell was the point of the exercise class?
That is true. I watched this like Instagram video the other day of a guy rating like 10 different eggs, like going up in price. So he starts with, you know, like Lidl's own one.
Yeah.
And he goes up to this like £100 egg that's got like, I don't know, caramel like infused into the crust of the egg and all this. And
right.
I'd never really thought about eggs like that. In my mind, eggs are always like the Cadbury boxes, but there's some really fancy eggs.
Yeah, there are. So yeah. Lee always buys me a Hotel Chocolat one every year. That's always my treat.
They're pricey. We were looking at those, yeah.
They're so worth it. So he buys me one of them every year. Even in COVID, he had it shipped to me because, you know, that was good. He got good husband points for that. And then I always buy him a different one every year. His is actually hidden under my desk here. He's got a big lint one this year. Don't tell him.
That's that surprise ruined.
Don't tell him. He won't be listening. He's at kickboxing.
Let us know in the chat what eggs you're hoping for, because I you know, I've never seen so many varieties
of
eggs.
What do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah. Yelena, pay attention now.
Do you know what? I don't know, because I would have been happy with just a regular normal egg, and then I saw all these crazy.
Now you want the £100 one, don't you?
You know, and I'm just like these. Some of these look amazing. I can't even answer that question because I literally don't even know. So. I don't know what. My mum always gets me an egg, and hopefully Yale's will get me one, so we'll see.
She will now, because you've just told everyone that you want one.
We better answer some FPL-related questions. Get us your questions in as we go. We'll take this one first of all from Evan. Would you do Morris to Muniz for a -4 and bench Saka?
Ooh. Is that where we are at the moment? Is that where we are with our...
I mean, benching Saka's bad enough. Taking a -4 to bench him.
I like the Muniz pick, but I don't like the -4. And I don't like the benching Saka. So, no, I wouldn't. I'd just bench Morris. Play Saka.
Yeah, so would I. I think. Would I? Muniz is fun, though, isn't he?
He is fun, but he's got to get -4 more. Like, he's got to get 4 more than Saka for that to be worth it.
He could do it, though, against Sheffield United.
Well, I mean, he absolutely could do it, but Saka could score. Saka could... what's Saka going to get?
Saka gets...
Also, it depends on what is said about Saka and his injury.
I think it depends where... We're going to give such kind of on-the-fence answers, but I think if you're chasing, you do it, and if you're in a decent position, you probably don't. Because I think if you're thinking of it like a... You know, like odds. I would say the odds are Saka doesn't get outscored by Muniz by 4 points. You know?
Agreed.
I'd rather have Saka in 4, I think, than Muniz. But yeah. I think Muniz has got more potential to
explode.
Could get two. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just depends on what we do. Here we go. The egg jokes are starting in. Superman, easy one. Excellent content.
Excellent.
Love that. Matt Francis, the kind of top FPL content people come here from. Yeah, I sense a bit of sarcasm with that, but friendly sarcasm.
You know.
Not so from Michael Newton. Is this about FPL? It's nearly all small talk. What do you mean nearly all small talk?
It's completely all small talk. That's what we do.
that's what the first 10 minutes of this half an hour stream normally are. Eddie Casey, which 3 to start in defence? Gabriel, Trippier, Zabani, Walker, Doty. You've got some issues there, my friend. Potentially, you've got 4 flags,
well,
haven't you? Four
you might
or five
actually,
flags.
I was going to say, I don't think you've got 3 to start, have you? Zabani, you start because he's the only one available, definitely.
Gabriel will be fine. That's an international break injury if I ever heard one.
But do you want to start him against Man City?
Well, not ideally,
I mean, you're not going to have much choice here. Trippier, it's going to depend on if he's fit. If Trippier's fit, you start Trippier.
Let's change it a bit then. Let's say that Eddie gets very lucky and all 5 of his defenders are past fit. Which 3 would you pick? Definitely.
Gabriel's got more attacking threat than Walker, so I'd start Gabriel, Trippier and Zabani.
Yeah, so would I. That's what I'd do as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really hope Trippier's fit. I've still got him. I really, really
How
need
have
him.
You still got Trippier?
Oh, I don't know, Sam. These players never seem to leave my team. Chris Loftus, best Gross replacement, Garnacho or Saliba? Gross replacement? You definitely need to get rid of Gross.
You don't definitely need to, but if you want to. I mean, why is it Garnacho? So Garnacho's next 3 are horrible and then they get nicer. And they're away as well. I don't like Garnacho until you get a bit further down the line after the next 3. Sarabia, I'm not loving that either, to be honest. We can't get Gordon. He's like a much better pick. 3 home fixtures in the next 4.
I'm guessing that he's trying to free up some money because both those players are 5, 5, 6-ish.
Yeah, but Gordon's cheaper than Sam. Gross.
Don't change the question. That isn't the question we've been asked. You can't say, who should I get gone out to your cerebra and say Gordon, can you? Just...
You can at quarter to nine.
Just get Salah, Chris. So obviously, like, come on. He's a much better player than Garnacho.
Oh, you are funny. Garnacho, and again, I guess it's going to depend on your chip strategy, right? Surely it's going to depend on your chips as well, this. Garnacho.
Yeah, I'd say Sariba. Sarabia, isn't it? Sarabia?
I don't know. I don't know. Sarabia. Sarabia, isn't it?
It's not Sarabia. No.
I think it is.
Sarabia. I think it's. Let's go with that. I'll go with him because he's got the double in 34.
But that's what I mean. It depends on your chip strategy. Because Garnacho's going to have the double
if
in 37.
Hitting, and if you're free hitting, and you have the wild card, then you get Garnacho. Yeah. That's fine. I'll agree with that. GC. The GC. Gemma Collins in the chat. Essex. Whoop, whoop. Evening all. Have you discussed captain picks? No, we haven't.
I'm going to go Salah.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Son.
Have you got Salah?
No.
If you had Salah, would you captain Salah?
No.
Because it's against Brighton.
I think people are underestimating us quite a lot in this in this game. Genuinely, like, I'm seeing people, you know, I'm seeing like the FPL challenge teams with like five Liverpool players in. Like people think they're going to roll us over like 4 or 5 nil. I can't see it. They'll get a couple. I think we could get a point. That's how confident I am.
You think you're going to get a point against Liverpool?
I didn't say I think we will get a point. I said I think we could. We could get a point.
Okay, what do you think the score's going to be?
I think we'll lose 2-1.
I don't think that's unreasonable,
I wouldn't be surprised if we nicked a point.
I would.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's 2. I think you'll score. I don't think you won't score, but I do think Liverpool win that game. Whether it's 3-1 or 2-1, I think they win that game, and I think Salah will. I mean, he braced last time against you. He's got a fantastic record against Brighton. He does seem to enjoy playing against you. So I wouldn't be at all... Like, I think he's the best captaincy pick this week. I think Son's going to end up out wide.
Richarlison's got a knock.
Yeah. Has he?
So he says.
Has he really got a knock? We'll see tomorrow.
Does it really matter? There's a lot of people making something of Son being out wide. He's won the Golden Boot playing off the left.
Yeah, but with Harry Kane in the middle.
Yeah, but Richarlison does an equally good job as Harry Kane.
An equally good job.
I knew that would get a rise.
It is 8:45 at night and you're talking about Richarlison doing an equally good job as Harry Kane. Have you been drinking, Mr. Phillips?
He obviously doesn't do as good a job as Harry Kane, but he does.
He's been, no, to be fair, I'm joking. Like, he's been doing a good job, to be fair, Richarlison this season. He's been decent.
And he's happy to drop, like, in the same way that Kane came to. He hasn't got the range of passing that Kane's got. Let's be honest. No one has.
Nobody
does. No striker in the world has.
No.
But still gives someone something to run off.
I agree. I think Richarlison's had a fantastic season. I'm really, really pleased with him. I think it had the potential to be a horrible season for him when Kane left, because suddenly the Kane expectation is like, there you go. You got to take that spot. Off you go. And it was a struggle at the beginning, but as the season's gone on, he's found his feet. And I think he'll go back in the number 9. Do I think that Son being out wide makes him a terrible FPL pick? Absolutely not. That's why he's in my wildcard team. But it does make him less attractive as a captaincy option to me, because I think there's more chance of other people taking bonus points than him when he's out wide.
I think I've owned Kabore for the vast majority of this season, right?
Right.
And I've seen him play, because I like to watch my player as I'm watching them. Right. I don't rate him. I do not rate him very high. I think Son is going to tear him apart.
Have him on toast? Yeah. Between his pocket?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I think they're good picks. And we haven't mentioned Cole Palmer, who I also think is a
quite
really
a few people
good
in the shout. If you're copycat, says Palmer's a shout for captain. Very, very good. Very good pick, I think, this week.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think all three of those are good captaincy options. I think we're spitting feathers when we're talking about which one's better. Like, I think all three of them, there's potential that all three of them brace. There's potential that all three of them get big double-digit hauls. I hope they do. My team could really do with that.
Yeah, I'm catching you up. You've got to be careful.
No, you're not.
You need this wild card to... No. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all fine.
Historia Film says, what about differential captain?
Well, Cole Palmer's going to be a differential captain, to be fair. He's not going to be highly captained.
He doesn't count.
He came, but he will do.
Son, Salah, Palmer, they're the three obvious ones.
They are, but they won't be the most... Like, Khan and Salah, Son, will be the most captain players this week. And Palmer...
I'm not even sure Salah will, you know.
Well, Salah's only low. 25%. Yeah. So it will be the only time between now and the end of the season you get Salah as a slightly differential captain as well. Palmer's differential. So I think he's a good captaincy option this week. To be fair, I think either Maddison or Richarlison are good captaincy options this week. If you've got either of them, they will be very lowly captained. Darwin, if he starts, could be a good captaincy option against Brighton because he's chaos. I mean, he might miss five, but he might score three. Who knows? Weirdly, I think Nico Jackson could be a good differential captain if you had him. Like, he's in really good form. 19 points in the last three, more shots in the box, more shots on target than anyone else in that time in that Chelsea team. Like, decent underlying numbers. Could be a decent differential. There's quite a lot of good options, I think, actually, for captaincy this week. I don't think it's straight-laced.
Well, Colm Bogler says he's 99% on Son, but 1% on Muniz.
Muniz is a nice captaincy pick.
I think Muniz is the fun differential, I think. The form he's in, the opponent.
But would you really? Like, you've got Cole Palmer playing Burnley, you've got Son playing Luton, and you've got Salah and Liverpool playing Brighton. It's a brave captain. It's a brave manager.
A 4.6 million striker playing for Fulham.
No, no. All of you premium assets, you go over there. I'm not interested in captaining you. I'm going to captain Muniz instead.
Yeah.
My 4.6 cheap enabler up front, you're getting the captaincy. That is brave.
I can't see Muniz outscoring. Outscoring Son and Palmer.
He shouldn't.
I'm not that hot on Salah this week. I'm obviously worried about
him. All right. This is your Seagulls bias coming, I think.
But I think we're going to be all right. But Son and Palmer, I wouldn't want to be without them. I saw a comment in the chat. Let me just see if I can find it. Hang on. This is good content, isn't it? Oh, there was a funny comment which said they don't have Son and their kids are going to be getting red arrows. The red arrows are going to be so hard that their kids are going to be getting red arrows without him. I'd be very worried without Son this week.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have not have Son, Palmer or Salah this week. That's why I wildcarded.
Yeah. Delia says, is anyone else going without Haaland and made peace with that decision?
Without
any
Haaland?
Temptation to drop Haaland on the wildcard?
No, I didn't know. It didn't even occur to me actually.
Can do a lot with the money.
Yeah, but I've got Salah, Son, Saka, Palmer. I wouldn't want to upgrade even if I could. Gordon, I like as a pick. I wouldn't want to upgrade him. Maybe I could upgrade some of my defenders, but where would I spend the money?
Defence? How's your defence looking?
Yeah, well, they look all right. Like, I've got...
Have you got the cells?
Yeah.
Well, get rid of him.
Yeah, well... Yeah, but all right, I could get rid of him and I could get a different Newcastle defender, but I'd rather have Haaland. I just think if you don't have Haaland, somebody...
You'd rather have Haaland than Fabian Cher?
Yes, Az. Yes, I would.
No wonder you're getting red arrows.
Wow. That was savage, wasn't it? That was absolutely savage.
That's the kind of stream this is tonight.
Wowzers, I don't want to stream with you in the evenings again.
I know, I'm grumpy. I've had a long day. Judge Shatlier says, Moon is captain, what a joke. There you go. So that's what he thinks of that.
I don't think that's a joke.
Yeah, fair. FPL Soccer Crazy says, I like your top, Sam. There you go.
Ooh, thank you. Nice. So this top,
where's
love...
it from?
Well, do you want to know the story?
I'd love to.
So we went shopping a few months ago and we went into the Superdry shop in Watford, you know, by the football stadium. And I saw this jumper and I was like, I really want it. But they didn't have it in my size, so I didn't buy it. And I was really annoyed about it. And I looked on the Superdry website and couldn't find it anywhere. And I was really annoyed about it. Then when we were in Florida, we went to Disney Springs and I'd forgotten all about it till I walked into the Superdry shop. And there was one, this one, in my size. And I was like, that's fate, right? I have to buy it. Not only that, it was £20 cheaper to buy it in Disney than it was in Watford.
Wow.
So it was worth the whole cost of the holiday just to get this jumper.
Wow.
It's become my favourite jumper.
It's meant to be. You're going to wear that into the ground, aren't you? It's going to be...
It's my favourite jumper. It's my Paris jumper.
In a year's time, it's going to be like all kind of ripped. And
in a year, you won't be saying it's my. You won't be saying it's nice in a year. You'll be like, why is Sam still wearing that old scabby jumper?
Yeah, absolutely. David Alveoli says, game week 30 only, would you start Saka or Bowen? I would start Bowen.
Who's Bowen got? West Ham have got who?
Newcastle away. I think there's going to be a lot of upset people who have sold, because Bowen to Salah is the move a lot of people are making this week. I fancy Bowen up against Newcastle. He's up against bloody Burn. He's going to tear him apart, surely.
I would have thought so. Yeah, but I just think Saka feels like a hard bench, doesn't he? I mean, I might have to bench Saka.
Saka's a hard bench. I might be benching him, yeah. Well, you'd be benching him for Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a straight choice between playing Gordon or playing Saka. Saka away from home against Man City, but I like him. Anthony Gordon at home where he, like, always returns, doesn't he? I'm going to get it wrong. Can't bench anyone else.
I'm benching Saka for Garnacho.
Are you?
Yeah.
Garnacho's away. They're rubbish away.
It's Brentford, though. They haven't even got Reguilon. He's their only left back.
That won't make them any worse. They've got Reguilon. That'll just be the same.
I don't feel great about it, but it's. I was saying on Black Box yesterday, it's twice where I've benched Garnacho for a decent fixture. And both times he's done well. And my premium asset hasn't. So you know it's going to flip around this time and Saka's going to get two goals or something. But if Saka goes off against Arsenal... He played for Arsenal.
Against City, you were right.
God, was. Against City. Then, you know, what could he do? But I'm 500k in the world. I've got to take a couple of risks to try and get up. So it's going to be Garnacho for me. Oh, yeah. Dear. Nick Unge agrees with you. He says, what about Nick Jackson? Mm-hmm. Has he come into your thoughts? I mean, you mentioned him. You're not actually seriously going to get him now, are you?
Well, I'm not, but only because I've only got three forward slots. If he was a midfielder, I probably would.
Yeah, but he's not.
No, I know he's not. That's why I can't get him, because I can't fit him in my forward line. But I do think he's a nice differential.
Like, who are your forwards? Darwin's, Watkins, Haaland? No, Solanke. Darwin, no. Solanke, Haaland?
No. At the moment, no. At the moment, it's Haaland. That was just millions of names there. I'm so confused. At the moment, it's Munez, Haaland, Watkins, with the plan that next week, Watkins will become Darwin.
Okay. So you're... So you're going to be benching Saka for Muniz, in theory?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's got Sheffield United.
But you wouldn't do it for a -4?
No.
That's what we talked about, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Because I think that's the difference, isn't it? I've given Saka a 4-point head start. Feels not very nice.
No, I agree. The GC, again. I've added the V. I'm on wild card. I've actually gambled Madison this week and will transfer in Saka next week. I'd be tempted to do something like that, I think. Go for the double Spurs mids and then bring in Saka. I just think, I mean, you're the Spurs fan. You're going to... I've got you down to score 4 against Luton. I think you're going to absolutely batter them, honestly.
I hope so. I've been so many times this season and watched us lose every time.
Great.
And I'm going on Saturday.
You're not going to lose to Luton.
As if we lose to Luton, I will actually sit in the stands and cry. It'll be like my Insta reaction from that game against Chelsea when I sat there and my world fell apart. I'm taking Max as well. It'd be terrible if we don't win. I think we'll win as well. And I think we should win comfortably. It's a home game, right? But we struggled to break down Luton away from home. Now, it is totally different. Luton at home and Luton away are totally different games. They play differently. They're also terrible defensively at the moment. They've been letting in goals left, right and centre. I think it's 34 goals conceded away from home this season, which is the most in the league. So I do think we'll do well. We've got to bounce back from that game against Fulham, like in the never-to-be-mentioned again game week 29. So yeah, I think we do well. I have considered this, doing the double up in the middle with Son and Madison or Richarlison, depending on what Postecoglou says tomorrow. But I am also then potentially saving 2 transfers.
Yeah.
Which feels ridiculous because I want Watkins for this week, but then I'm going to sell him for the week after.
I think that's the problem. You don't want to be wild carding and then booking in transfers. That is one thing that would put me off.
And I just also think that, like, I do like Maddison. I really like him. I think he's a really, really good asset. However, I also think that there are... It's hard to know with him what you're going to get. So some games he's been fantastic. And actually, when he came on for England and he got that assist, he was great. And the assist was lovely. Mm. But he hasn't been top draw Maddison since he returned from injury, I would say, at all. We've maybe had one game where I thought, the game against Aston Villa, where I thought, yeah, okay, Maddison's back. But otherwise, even the game against Fulham, I was a bit like, oh, I still think you're a little bit off it. Mm. And I do think the goals at Spurs tend to get spread around, don't they? Like Son, Maddison, Richarlison, Brennan Johnson, Kulusevski, Udogie, Porro, they've all got potential. Even Pape Sarr, they've been popping up with goals. Romero pops up with goals. Like, the goals do tend to get spread. You don't tend to get like massive hauls from somebody. So I don't know. I do quite like it. If you've got no plans for any other transfer next week, then I don't mind the booking in the Saka transfer in. But if you're also thinking like I am, oh, maybe I want to do Watkins to Darwin next week, then I want to book in too.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think you need to get ahead of another move if you're going to do that. So you need to have Darwin instead of Watkins, for example.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because otherwise you're going to be having to make in two moves and taking hits and stuff isn't really...
Totally agree.
Idea. Evan's got three Spurs. He's going to have fun against Luton. Yeah, there's going to be quite a few people who wildcarded maybe or got through without the free hit who come into this game with three Spurs. Mm. And yeah, I think you're probably in for a pretty good week. Eddie Casey, would you play Saka or Foden?
This
was
harder. Presuming
you haven't got Foden, have you? You've just gone with Saka. Yeah.
This one's harder.
I'm playing Foden if it helps.
I think probably Foden because you play the home.
Yeah. There's nothing in it between them.
There's nothing in it. So the only thing you can call that on is home and away. So probably Foden. Also, yeah. I think the result is more likely to go City's way. I've just got a feeling City will win it. And therefore, they're more likely to score more goals. And so Foden.
Yeah, Real Madrid says Saka's got pens. I guess that's something that could swing it towards Saka. But Foden is playing out of his skin at the moment.
Yeah. I'd play Foden.
I think it's a draw or a City win. I can't see Arsenal winning that game.
No.
So that leads me towards Foden. Mm-hmm. ChatSport says Son has never worked for me as captain. Now he isn't for me either. I can't remember that. Son, me and Son don't have a particularly good
history. Why are you captaining him?
Because it's Luton. It's got to end at some point.
Yeah, but Cole Palmer's got Burnley. Like,
yeah, I don't get me wrong. I love the Cole Palmer shout. I've been on Son all week. Nothing's waved from it. Even when there was talk about him being on the left and whatever, I don't care where he plays. I just think you score the most goals.
He scored two goals away on international duty.
Burnley could win 1-0 and I wouldn't be that surprised. It's Chelsea. Like, I don't know.
I've got a double Chelsea defence.
I think Palmer does well. I think Son does well. I think Salah gets a goal as well. Any of them are good picks. Sammy says Saka's pens would swing it for me.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Paul says Foden's just played 180 minutes for England. Is that a bad thing? Saka's potentially rhythm. Had an injury.
Rhythm.
Exactly. Very nice. I saw another comment that was good as well. Practical Growth YouTube. Game week 30 wildcard. I want to take a punt of going without wildcard. See? Without Haaland. I don't know where I am at the moment. For 2 weeks, who's the best forward option other than Darwin and Isak?
Muniz.
Would you go Muniz over Solanke with the double?
It's only for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks, yeah, good point. Well spotted. Yeah, it's got to be Muniz, isn't it? With Sheffield United.
For 2 weeks, I think, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you're keeping a lot of money in the bank.
Yeah. And get Haaland back when it all goes it all goes wrong.
Because actually, we should remember that, all right, it's a difficult fixture this week, but then things get better for City, so you do want an entry point.
Yep. Greg Watson, best Liverpool defender to go for. If you need them in 34, you can only really get Van Dijk, can't you?
Because we don't know about Robertson yet, and we don't know, even if Robertson's out, we don't know, is it Tsimikas or Gomez? Trent and Alisson are both due back on the 7th of April for the Manchester United game, so you can't... Oh, is that Jake? You can't go for either of them, so it's basically Van Dijk. That's it.
Mm. I'd go Van Dijk. I think if Trippier's out, that's going to be my move. It's going to be Trippier to Van Dijk. Jake's Massively disagree. It's really raining here. I think
it's really raining here. Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on, Jake.
Let him in. Get him on your lap.
Yeah. Where is he? What's he doing? I did actually shut him up. That's there he goes.
There he goes.
Old Spike says Vitinho captain as. Oh, I wish. If I'd captained him last week, I'd have three more points or whatever it is.
He would have made the wall.
I know. As a few people mentioning Tony, would you be considering him as a third forward?
No.
No.
Form's bad. Fixtures are bad. No double. Where's the attraction? The only appeal, that's probably a little bit harsh. There's two appeals. The first one is he's got to play well if he wants to beat Watkins into the England squad. That's one. The second one
is...
Do you
think only one of them goes?
Yeah. What's the point? He's not going to take both of them, is he? He's got Kane. So I think one of them goes. He's got to pick one. So he's got to play well to oust Watkins, because I'd prefer to take Watkins over Tony. But, you know, this is Southgate, could do anything. And the other thing is he wants a move in the summer. So he's playing for where he may go next, right? Yeah. So those things make me think, oh, maybe he might have a decent run in. But the fixtures aren't really great. The form for Brentford as a whole isn't there. And I think there are easily three better forward options than him in the game right now.
Yeah, and there's Sam's hanger kicking in with that Tony review. It is, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. I'm scared. I regret my comment about your red arrows. I don't want to feel
it's a good
your...
It's a good job that you're a half an hour drive away. Otherwise, I'd be over there.
Come give me a slap.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know about that. I'm not like...
Well, just come and shout at me for a minute.
I'll just come and shout at you for a minute, yeah.
Kay Bashir, who should I bring for a -4? Among Gusto or Lascelles?
Oh, Gusto.
It's got to be, isn't it?
Yeah. Because you might get the -4 back this week with him.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Gusto's a good pick going forward. Again,
Reece James isn't even back in training yet, so we got while yet.
Yeah. He hasn't got the Dublin 34, if that's a worry, but if you're free hitting in 34.
But nor is Lascelles.
No, true. And yeah, I mean, to be fair, Gusto's just a better pick. Yeah. I was thinking about Gusto more in general, because I'm thinking of getting him this week.
I've got him on wildcard.
Yeah, have you? Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
All right, don't blame you. West Ham United for life 1 on wildcard, Mooney's or Solanke? Depends on free hit, right?
I've gone Mooney's and got rid of Solanke. Because
are you going to be getting him back for 34?
Possibly. Haven't decided that yet. Maybe. I can get Mateta and Cunha easier than I can get Solanke. So I might go for one of them instead for 34.
Yep.
Solanke would take a little bit of jiggery pokery, saving some budget elsewhere. But maybe. I just think that Mooney's offers such great options. And the other thing is, then, like, the weeks that follow, who on earth's getting benched? Like, at least with Mooney's, you can just bench him most weeks. Like, obviously not this week against Sheffield United, but most weeks you can pop him on the bench. Whereas if you've got, like, Solanke in that third forward spot, it becomes really difficult, because then who are you benching out the midfield? Who are you benching? It's really hard. So yeah.
I'm going to be looking at Mooney's for the next few weeks, and he's going to get like 4 goals, and I'm going to be just thinking, why did I not just get him? You know, he's just going to be that player. Is there's always going to be I'm always going to be targeting a doubler or sorting a defensive mood out or something. I'm never going to be able to get him.
Yeah,
I wish. Yeah, I if I was on a wild card, I would 100% be getting Mooney's. I'd want Solanke for the double, because the double was not so bad. JB, wildcard activated, goalkeepers. Oh, we love a goalkeeper chat, Sam. If you haven't watched the Q&A's before, Sam and I are the absolute worst pickers of goalkeepers that you could ever imagine in your life. So come on, who have you gone with for the goalkeeper so everyone can just avoid them at all costs?
Pickford and Petrovic.
Oh no, they're the two he wants. They're the two Jay Bead wants.
I swear I got in my face, because they're the two I've got at the minute.
Yeah, avoid them.
Because one of them's got a double in 34, the other one's got a double in 37, and when Petrovic is doubling in 37, Pickford plays Sheffield United. They're perfect.
Yeah.
It inevitably means they're going to be terrible.
You're
going to
bench the wrong one every week for 9 weeks.
As you are right. Apart from in game week 37, when I'll play them both and they'll both be terrible. Yeah. They'll both probably be sent off.
I'm so jealous of people with the bench boost left, because it's a chip that always disappoints, but it's always like got it's always fun, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. The bench boost is the chip that frustrates me more than any other.
Because it should be so much better than it is. You
hold it for ages waiting for this moment, and then you realise that actually what you've done is keep all the budget across 15 players rather than just playing it and moving the budget into 11.
At least there's not loads of premiums this year, though, that you won't be able to get. And at least there's good six-ish million options. So
A load of cheap defenders that are great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm sorry if I've ruined your plans, but those are my goalkeepers.
If I was picking one, I'd pick Pickford. But I do see the appeal in Petrovic. Petrovic has got a little bit of concern with Sanchez. I know he's got injury now, and I'm sure Petrovic is number one, but I could see Sanchez just playing the old game for no reason.
But if that happens, then you've got Pickford, who you know is going to start every week. So it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
And this was my thinking. If by the time I get to game week 37 and I need Petrovic, he's lost his spot, which I don't think will happen. But if it has, I'll just change him then.
Yeah, very, very good point. Yeah, I think Petrovic and Pickford for that reason is a very good pick. Paul Fanfan, what happened to your bench boost, Az? I don't know if that's a joke or not. I'll answer it anyway. I accidentally activated the chip and got very lucky because Tsimikas came in with like 17 points. Was it 50? 15, 17, something like that. So I think I got 18 points overall on the bench boost. Which
actually is fine.
Considering I didn't have a playing keeper, I had Kabore away at Manchester United. And yeah, Tsimikas, luckily. Everyone thought Tsimikas was going to be benched. Remember everyone had sold him or benched him. So yeah, I was very fortunate with that. But still, like, I'm looking at my mini leagues and stuff and thinking, okay, well, people should still get, you know, even if I catch someone up, they should still get 10, 15 points minimum on that bench boost. So it's a little bit of a fake number. Delia says she's going to bench boost game week one next season. James from FPL Planet did that.
I don't hate that. I think my strategy next year is whatever double game week comes first, I'm bench boosting. As soon as it comes, bench boost. So if it happens early again, like we did, we had one early this year, didn't we? Like game week, early doors, just play them.
Yeah.
Get it done. Out the way. Forget it.
Dilly says, what have people seen Pickford? Dilly, did you not watch Black Box last night? We showed you data that said that Everton are statistically the fourth best defence in the league. Okay, they concede lots of goals and it doesn't always marry up, but defensively their numbers are strong. They've got fixtures, double, and he makes saves.
And it's tight at the bottom, right? They've got to win games to stay in the league.
Yeah. They'll win a couple of games to nil between now and the end of the season.
Agreed.
I think he's a good pick.
Including a 12-pointer when he plays Sheffield United in game week 37 on my bench boost.
FPL winners in the chat. I'm sure FPL winner is the person who's been spamming the chat who I had to mute and has now created like a new account to do it. We'll answer your question anyway. We tend to answer all your questions. You don't need to post multiple times, especially when there's only kind of, you know, how many people? There's 300 people watching, but we'll answer.
Is there 300 people watching us?
I know. At 9:10. Let's put FPL winner out of his misery. So he doesn't keep creating new accounts. Gordon or Madison for the next 3 weeks?
I got Gordon. Over Madison, I think the
three and four home games, isn't it?
That's what does it for me. It's the three and four home fixtures, and yes, Madison has got nice fixtures actually for the next 3 weeks. But I prefer Gordon's fixtures.
Yeah,
so I'm on Gordon.
I would also say Gordon. I love Madison for this week.
I do too.
I think Gordon could do well with the home game. I
agree.
And then he's a bit cheaper, probably frees up a bit of money elsewhere, and it's good fixtures. So, yeah, I'd go for Gordon. CG Bourne says, thoughts on Van Heek?
One for you, this one.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I mean, we've got, like, really bad fixtures. Like, let's not kid ourselves.
There's not many clean sheets coming for Brighton in the next... Well,
no.
Between now and the end of the season, I don't see many clean sheets for Brighton, to be honest.
I mean, the only games you're going to want to play Van Heek are in 31 against Brentford, 33 against Burnley... maybe in 35 against Bournemouth.
Would it surprise you if Brentford and Bournemouth scored, though?
No, and we'll probably keep a clean sheet against, like, I don't know, Villa at home in 36 or...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Chelsea in the double in 37.
I mean, listen. So other than those three teams, our fixtures are Liverpool, Arsenal, Man City, Villa, Newcastle, Chelsea, United. That is horrendous. That's a horrendous run.
Yeah.
To end the season. So no, I don't. I love Van Hecke as a player. I think he's had a brilliant season in a bit of a difficult one for us. But I would go for LaSalle's, I think, over him for the money.
I agree.
And save a bit. Or even Bradley, just for a couple of weeks until Trent's back.
Or just go for Gusto if you haven't already got Gusto.
Or go for Gusto, yeah, exactly. Let's take one more question. Any good ones? Hi, Sam and Az, when does this fake daylight savings time end?
Sunday. Clocks change on Sunday.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do I get more sleep or less sleep?
You get less sleep. Oh. It's spring forward.
Spring
forward. It's the fall one. Like, it's October. That's the best one. Falls backwards.
Oh, I like sleep. That's a shame.
As when you have children, you will love sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine having kids. I'm far too tired all the time to even consider having kids. I think that's pretty much it then. There's one more question. Muhin says, would you bench Alice Moreno or Burn? There you go. What a lovely way to end the stream. So Villa have got Wolves. Burn's got West Ham.
Burn.
I'd bench Burn as well.
Moreno, I mean, let's hope he starts because he's a start risk.
Yeah.
But I think he's got better prospects than Burn this week.
Yeah, I'd bench Burn as well. I think West Ham scoring that, and I don't think Burn's got much attacking threat.
No.
Cool. Right, Sam, have you ordered your tie?
No, I forgot.
Oh no, got too into it.
I got too into this and I forgot. Which now means I'm going to have to cook because it's going to arrive quicker. It won't arrive as quickly as I can cook.
Oh no. Well, what have you got? You know what you got in the fridge to...
There's eat? Loads of stuff in the fridge, Az, but I don't want any
you
of it.
You don't want it, I know.
I'm sorry.
Man
alive.
You should have just got McDonald's with the kids.
Yeah, but I still would have to make Lee something.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
He can't function on his own.
I mean, he's perfectly capable of functioning on his own, but I couldn't do that. Like, I couldn't just leave him here to, like,
imagine
starve.
You cook this meal and he comes back and he's like, I got Thai.
I'll be like, you absolute. We are going to go out for dinner tomorrow, but so I shouldn't really be in a tie if we're going out for dinner again tomorrow. Yeah. So,
okay. Well, let us know what you have because people are going
to
be...
I'll send you a picture.
Thank you. Yeah, look forward to it. Cool, we'll end it there. We will be back next week ahead of Game Week 31. Good luck, Sam, in Game Week 30. Hope the wild card does well for
you. Fingers crossed. I need a big green.
You break the goalkeeper curse. Which one are you playing this week? Pickford or
Petrovic?
You're playing Petrovic, yeah, against Burnley. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so Pickford guaranteed a haul.
Yeah, exactly, I was going to say. Yeah. So bench your Solankes and your Bournemouth assets. Cause
sell him.
Everton
gonna...
winning that 2-0, 100%. Yeah.
100%.
But yeah, we'll check in next week, see how your wild card got on.
I'll
be plodding away with my team. Yeah.
Well, your whole mood is going to be on what Salah does versus Brighton.
Yeah, yeah.
If Salah doesn't do anything against Brighton, you're going to be in a good mood next week.
God,
if Salah goes off against Brighton, you're going to be in a terrible mood
next week.
If Salah
gets three goals against Brighton and we lose 4-0, I will be so angry. And then Son goes off after 30 minutes with like a hamstring injury. That's...
Why have you brought Son into this? Look, just because you're depressed about Salah killing your team, don't bring my players into this. I don't want
I've got him. We curse everyone we touch, Sam. It's just that kind of season.
Well, the goalkeepers especially.
Yeah.
Who are you playing in goal this week? Because they also should be avoided.
Neto.
Right. Also, so Pickford and Neto.
Pickford
that game.
V Neto, yeah.
So Pickford is definitely winning that game 2-0. Because I'm benching him and Neto.
Pickford's getting a goal, in fact, to ruin the Neto clean sheet. That's what's going
to
happen.
Pickford is assisting. He's going to send it long to some random, random Everton player that's up there. Oh, dear.
100%. Cool. Right. I'll see you next week.
I hope you get whichever egg it is that you decide you want.
Oh, thank you. I don't even know what I want. I'm sure Yelza will do a good job with my egg.
Yeah, because that's because she's epic. So she will get it right.
God, she's sitting there now like, oh, I haven't got him one.
No, she's on the phone at the moment. She's ordering me
a big one.
An extra special one.
Actually, she asked me to show you the one that she wants.
What does she want?
Let me see if I can find it. Hang on. It's ridiculous. It's so expensive.
She's worth every penny, Az.
She's not worth
she
how
is.
Much this one is. Hang on, let me see if I can find it.
You know what you could do? You could put a diamond ring inside it.
Don't you start. I'm sure my mum will be making that joke tomorrow as well. Hang on, let me try and find this. Oh, I can't find it. It's basically like 120 quid or something. It's like a kind of massive rooster that's also kind of like an egg as well.
Yeah, well, every time we go in Hotel Chocolat, like I choose mine, I'm always like, one day I should have that ostrich egg, which is massive and like 90 quid or something. But it seems rather excessive and I don't need an egg that large. But yeah, the Hotel Chocolat ones, they are expensive, but my God, they are so good.
I can't find it. If someone finds it, let me know.
Yelena, send me a text.
Yeah, you're not getting a £120 giant rooster. So
stick it in our WhatsApp group. Lee and I are persuaded as.
Lovely stuff. Right, we'll leave it there. We'll see you all next week. Sam, enjoy your dinner and have a lovely Easter.
I will. You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.